Mitch, please.
So we got this audio from the Quick Snap podcast hosted by David Andrews and Brian Hoyer. Now, the former Browns quarterback is reunited with his former under center mate Joe Thomas the other day. Joe Thomas gave his perspective on the Deshaun Watson fans cheering the injury situation at the stadium on Sunday and likened it to another Browns quarterback.
As a player in the locker room, you sort of treat the players in the locker room based on how they treat you and how they come to work every day. Mm-hmm. Once they get in the locker room, they leave their baggage at the door. And so I think for those guys, to see the guy that they've gone through training camps with, they go through, you know, the grind of a season with, they see the way he's working and trying to do everything he can to be the best quarterback that he can for the team, and he gets hurt, and all those players can put themselves in that position on the field, a guy that's maybe not living up to his contract, that the fans are not happy with at all, but he's in a very weak moment in his own career. And so the empathy that they have for him in that situation is great. And then to hear the fans that are supposed to be on your side cheering when that person doesn't know what his football career is moving forward. I think it's really hard to be in that situation as a player. It happened to me once in my career. Derek Anderson got hurt in a game. I think it was my second season. He had not been playing very well. The fans wanted to see Brady Quinn. He gets hurt. They cheer him. They start chanting Brady. And it's just such an uncomfortable feel for an athlete to have one of your teammates, no matter what the off the field situation is with him, to feel that the fans that are supposed to be on your side basically cheering or booing for one of your guys because of an injury.
Thoughts?
Well, it does not surprise me that the amount of athletes in all sports that have gone after those fans in Cleveland that were doing that. I know it sounded like they were going after all the fans. I don't know. They didn't have the names of the fans who were doing it. So it was just a tough spot all the way around. It doesn't surprise me. Yeah, teammates stick up for each other, and colleagues, coworkers, people that have been in that walk of life, they all understand that. And so they're all, it does not surprise me at all. Ronnie McLeod was in here yesterday, and people got really mad at him for voicing what I believe that all of the fans, if they played professional sports, would be saying the exact same thing, right? Would they not?
I was proud of Ronnie. He didn't back down to me.
No.
And I just couldn't. It's awkward. I knew it was going to be awkward.
You were doing the right thing. You reminded him.
I feel the way I feel, and I'm not going to back down.
You're like, you know it wasn't everybody. And he's like, I know it wasn't everybody, but we don't have the people who did it. We don't know the people who did it. So we were just very annoyed by that set of circumstances.
Yeah. I respected Rodney's opinion. I still respect Rodney's opinion, obviously. But there's a lot of people who are going, you know, we support you through thick and thin. And when they hear it from players, like, that's why, like, man, I'm ready to start the new week. I'm ready to start and just move forward. I don't think they're going to win on Sunday. I don't think I can pick them all year. I'm ready to move forward because I don't like it when the fans and the players get into it. Because we're never going to have a moment where we're all just going to shake hands and it's going to be kumbaya. It's not going to go that way. Fans were here before them. They'll be here after them. And they are very mobile people, players are, and they can go on. And I think a lot of fans have decided that you are, with the exception of a few, you are a vessel for my entertainment. And there are a few people that mean more. Nick Chubb means more. Joe, who just spoke, means more. Miles means more. That's why I went back and I said, guys, you have to understand the human customer element to this as well, and the fan element. Like, I know I got ripped by you. I got ripped on the midday in the afternoon for saying I would ask Miles if he would consider a trade before I would trade him. Yeah, I have to do that because it is still what's best for the franchise long term. It's what's best for the business long term, because as we've seen already, if you make a trade of a person who's a very popular person and then with what you get in return doesn't work out, they're going to hold it against you for a very long period of time, as we are seeing right now. So yeah, you kind of got to run it by the fans and run it by Miles first and the players you do. So there's that that goes with it. But people can disagree with me all they want. And I know, Ken, it was the majority of the state. I was there. I know what I saw. And if you disagree or say I'm covering for fans, whatever. Yeah, I'm defensive of Cleveland fans. I'm defensive of Cleveland fans. I'm not going to say shame on all the fans. There were some goofballs who were yelling. I can't defend those people, and I won't. But for the majority of Browns fans, the 99.9% of Browns fans, no, they weren't all excited to see that all go down, or at least they weren't going to go and show their ass in front of everybody and start whooping and hooting and hollering. That's what I know.
So
those people are going to continue to go there, and they'll continue to support, and they don't need to hear it. They don't need to be talked down to.
Well, we talked about it. Well, but the ones that did it need to be talked down to, right? The ones that did it.
But they're not going to, but it's exactly what you said. They're not going to go find him and sit him down in a room and tell him that.
So what do you think the athletes should have done that were really upset about it afterwards? Because clearly they were genuinely upset about what they did,
and we give our opinion on it, and we all move on. What happened is what happened, and honestly, I don't know of any other healthy way to go about what happened. Frankly, I don't. I don't. They went out there. They looked listless again.
I think a lot.
They looked bad again. They lost again in a game they could have won if they had any sort of offensive output whatsoever.
What you're saying is interesting because we talked a little about this on the podcast because I wanted to get to the root of it. Like, what were you booing? Were you booing the team was bad? Were you booing the guys off the field transgressions? I got mixed reactions on that because some people were like, well, if the Browns were winning, they wouldn't have booed him. Okay, so it's not about his off-the-field stuff. It's just that he was a losing quarterback. Well, that's not good either. If you're just booing, we booed Tim Couch. Are we just going to boo guys that get injured when their teams aren't good? Because that doesn't speak highly of the fans that did that.
Yeah, it doesn't speak highly of them, but it happens in Cleveland and it happens everywhere. Which, by the way, Mary Kay has reported here. Deshaun Watson will have his ruptured Achilles tendon repaired Friday by Packers team physician Dr. Robert Anderson, source tells her. She writes, should be about a 9-month recovery. You know what that means?
Well, Aaron Rodgers did it in 77 days.
You know what that means, though, if it's a 9-month recovery.
What's that? Sounds like he's ready for West Virginia.
You said it, not me. Was he ever truly ready for West Virginia?
I don't think any of them were truly ready. I don't think the coaches. I don't think Andrew Berry. Paul. Where was Paul in all of this?
No, let's not even start
Paulie D.
Barely get him to Cleveland. You think we're going to get him to West by God?
It means there's going to be a lot of Achilles surgery babies born.
Get out of here.
Come on.